Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And yes, you recognize him, Dr. Travis Yates, retired major from the Tulsa Police Department. He's also the founder of Law Officer, lawofficer.com. And I'm not sure how that worked out. Maybe not the founder, but he's actually the man in charge now, and also the author of the book, Courageous Police Leader. And actually, Travis travels the country. And are you reaching for a book? There you go. The Courageous Police Leader. You got to love it. And you get more information at travisyates.org and also on LinkedIn. He is all over LinkedIn and killing it. I want to mention our sponsors. You know, our title sponsor is Gauls at Gauls.com. We love Gauls, and they've got what a fantastic company, fantastic product, and unbelievable customer service. And I say that after I've just bought a pair of Gauls boots, the waterproof boots. Real leather. We're not talking about stuff made in like China or anything. It's good stuff. And we've also got Compliant Technologies, our satellite sponsor. Thanks to them, we got on satellite radio on May the 5th, and we're killing it. AeroPrecisionUSA.com, our arm sponsor. Gunler.com, my Medicare.life, Safeguard Recruiting, our streaming sponsor. And Travis is friends with them. You know, thanks to Safeguard Recruiting, we're streaming to 1.5 million people right now. Unbelievable. Then TwoBells.com, they built a new online store at LeoRoundtable.com, and also FishOrlandoBass.com. Now, Travis, I'm not sure if you've heard of Fish Orlando, but Zach over there, if you're going to Disney with the wife and the kids or the grandkids, dude, keep the car in gear, put on the brake, let the kids and the wife out, and go hook up with Zach. Fish Orlando Bass. He's got a bass fishing charter, and you know how fun those can be, right? And so you can fish and all day, or if you're feeling very adventurous, you can do the alligator hunting option. And yeah, you can catch and relocate alligators for a day. It's great. I would recommend taking some photographs because I would want actually proof, you know, proof of life, actually. No, I would want proof that you did that. But it's a great opportunity. Yeah, catching alligators. Can you? This is Florida. This is the way we roll,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, this is how it would go. I would drop the kids off, as you said, keep my foot on the gas. I would drop everybody, the whole family, off at Disney. I would go fish for crocodiles or alligators or whatever psychopath animal you have there. I would probably then keep driving and go play golf. And then I would have to take a third stop to my divorce attorney's office. That's what it would happen, Chip.
That's what would happen. Oh, yeah. You just remember, you have options. So, you know,
yeah, those
if you
are options. Do the those, are, thing. Those aren't great options, but those are options.
But they are options. Yeah. All right. Hey, a shout out to Brian Burns for the Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thanks for carrying our content, Brian. Also, Reed Dietrich, former lawman.com. And yes, even our very own Travis Yates with lawofficer.com. Thanks to all these entities for helping make this show possible. Now, what in the world are we going to be talking about today? We got some great topics. You know, a lot of these originated at lawofficer.com. So, speaking of law officer, the first one, lawofficer.com, and also Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com. Ambush at Dallas ICE facility leaves two dead. Unfortunately, we have to talk about that. But you know what? This would-be sniper was a freaking disaster. So, you know, we're not reading about the death of the good guys. Now, look, I'm not saying that the people that were being detained were bad guys in this case, because, you know, when people are in our custody, you know, we need to protect them. But the bad guy took out the people that he wasn't trying to take. It's just the most stupid thing. But moving along, we're also going to be talking about the assassination culture. That story originated at lawofficer.com. And I'm not even going to do an intro when we get to it. I'm going to let Travis take the helm and go with that. We've also got U.S. prosecutors to seek an indictment of former FBI director James Comey in Virginia. This is all going on while his daughter, who got canned, is trying to sue to get her job back. And then we got Orlando police. I wonder if they're catching alligators right now. They're releasing a video of a fatal shooting involving a scissor-wielding man. We're not talking about Edward Scissorhands. It's a wild video. LASD, that's Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputy, fatally shoots a suspect who charged at the deputy with two knives. And FBI seizes classified docs at John Bolton's office. Remember, they did two search warrants, and now we're finally getting some feedback on what they found. And yeah, Bolton, that I can't wait to get that story. Then SO releases footage of a fatal shooting involving a guy that's armed with a knife, and he's having a mental health crisis. Well, I think that almost goes without saying. Then we got DHS says that they're not going to comply with California's new law banning officers from wearing face masks. I mean, half the reason California came up with that was to target federal officials, and they're just thumbing their nose at it. I can't wait till I get a video of them just walking around with masks on and California not being able to do a thing about it. So Travis, if you're ready, let's get into the first update story. lawofficer.com, tampafp.com, ambush at Dallas ICE facility, leaves two dead. And, you know, I'm going to go in and start, you know, with the second article and the second title, which really has all the information, ambush at Dallas ICE facility, targeted law enforcement. So remember that I said it targeted law enforcement, although that's, you know, the guy was in that aspect was unsuccessful. So I'm not going to read our bad guy's name. He has been identified. I'm not going to give him any notoriety. I'm not going to help him accomplish what he was trying to, although he's a heck of a bad shot or just non-intelligent. The suspect was in a Wednesday shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas, Texas, and he killed himself. He also killed one person and wounded two others when he ambushed officers at a Dallas Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. No officers were injured in the shooting, by the way. So the FBI released anti-ICE messages that were found on the ammunition. Gee, that's not an original idea, is it, Travis? You know, the FBI Director Kash Patel, who we all love, he wrote the following, quote, "These despicable politically motivated attacks against law enforcement are not a one-off. It has to end. And the FBI and our partners will lead these investigative efforts to ensure that those who target our law enforcement are pursued and brought to the fullest extent of justice," unquote. Now, we also have Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. You know, what a great name. That guy has got a great rep around the country. I mean, how many attorney generals across the country do you know? Will you recognize your name? Ken Paxton is certainly one of them. And he said that Wednesday's attack targeted law enforcement. And he said the attack on ICE in Dallas is yet another despicable assault on law and order. The epidemic of leftist political violence, and he's called it right, must end. Democrats have fostered an environment of evil, emboldening radicals to kill, steal, and destroy, but we will never surrender. It's kind of funny how he's telling it like it is, but we got the same people he's talking about that are actually doing it, the leftists and the radicals and the woke. They're saying it's the Trump supporters and the MAGAs. Now, Vice President J.D. Vance called for an end to, quote, obsessive attacks on law enforcement, particularly ICE, and then these horrendous killings must serve as a wake-up call to the far left that their rhetoric about ICE has consequences. And that's according to the Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who wrote this on Twitter, while chiding that elected officials will demonize immigration authorities. You know, and this is the aftermath. This is what happens. A continued quote, comparing ICE day in and day out to Nazi Gestapo, the secret police, the slave patrols, it has consequences. And she added that the men and women of ICE are fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, and they get up every morning to try to make our community safer like everyone else. They just want to go home to their families at night. And gee, Travis, I wonder why they want to wear masks and hide their identities when they're working. I couldn't even imagine. Travis Yates.
The night before, just a few hours before this attempted assassination on ICE officers occurred, you had Governor Gavin Newsom on late night TV calling them all the typical names, right? Dictators and authoritarians and all of these things. Keeping in mind that all ICE does is enforce the laws of the United States as put forth by Congress. That's it. They're enforcing the laws. And the reason, and they're lying to you about the mask. I knew some of these politicians. They keep making a big deal about the mask, and they're using unmarked cars. Well, first off, unmarked cars is a legitimate law enforcement practice. We all understand that. Anyone with a brain understands that if you're trying to catch criminals, you don't want to roll up there with red lights and green lights and blue lights with ICE all over the place. Obviously, they know that, by the way. And as far as the mask goes, they've been forced to wear masks because there's been doxing of law enforcement for over a decade now, and at least ICE has taken a stance on it. If they trust me, the day they stop wearing masks, the day they have to put their name tags on, their entire family will have to move out of their house. That's why they have to wear masks. So what these politicians won't do is, if they want to pass a "you can't wear a mask" law like Newsom just did, they won't pass the anti-doxing law because they know why they want the mask off. That's why they're wanting it off. Listen, I really appreciate what Attorney General Ken Paxton said. I appreciate what J.D. Vance said. I actually think police leaders could take some tips from them. Where have they been for the last 10 years when all of American law enforcement has been treated like this? Like, ICE is in the news today, and ICE is the target today. But every day of the week, American law enforcement is a target of this. And I'm not going to go through the names that I've just personally heard, more or less what's been heard across the country, of when these political leaders and these activists and the media people. I mean, you can do a Google search right now and you'll see the term white supremacist in major media headlines accusing American law enforcement. And so this has been happening. We've lost cops because of this. I mean, one of the most high profile was the Baton Rouge officers that were killed and the Dallas officers that were killed, that the offender said they did it because they thought law enforcement was XYZ, you can name the names. This has been happening, and it's going to continue happening. ICE, this attack on ICE, make no mix about it. It's happened because of the rhetoric. And what really bothers me, Chip, is these politicians, they get to separate themselves. Well, no, that's not because of them. They know it's because of them. That's what's so evil about this. They know when they say these words that they know aren't true, by the way. They know they aren't true. They know they're signaling to their crazy, insane fans to go kill people. They know this, and I think America needs to understand this is what's actually going on.
Spot on, Travis Yates. Hey, it's time for our first commercial break. More of this to come, guys. We got some fantastic stories. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about our title sponsor, Galls at Galls.com. And, you know, as police officers, we know we can get our gear from a lot of different places. And then when you consider the online possibilities, it's almost endless, right? But here's what's important, guys. I want to remind you about the importance of supporting the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Galls at Galls.com. Even their motto, listen to this, it's proud to serve those who serve. And that's their motto. So, you know, not only that, they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when it comes to buying your gear, please support our title sponsor, Galls, by going to galls.com. You'd be glad that you did. And, you know, they've got gift cards. We give away two every week on the show. We're going to give away one today. Hook up your family, friends, and loved ones with a new Galls gift card, and they'll be your new best friends. There's always something going on at Galls, a sale, free shipping, a site-wide sale, site-wide free shipping. It's just amazing. So hook up your family, friends, and loved ones. Get the gift cards and make your purchases at Galls at Galls.com. I would not steer you wrong. All right, now, guys, it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies at ComplianttechnologiesCompliantTechnologies.com. And listen to this. You guys will be surprised. You know, in today's world, protection goes beyond physical safety. It's about safeguarding those on the front lines from what we call hidden threats. And that's where MyTech, which is a division of Compliant Technologies, comes in. MyTech provides advanced protective solutions designed for law enforcement, corrections, and first responders. Their Eagle Protect nitrile gloves, they offer 4-hour fentanyl and xylene protection, giving you peace of mind in high-risk environments. Plus, their MyShield disinfectants and sanitizers, they eliminate 99.9% of germs, bacteria, and viruses on contact. And we're not done. They continue the kill for up to 28 days, helping you stay protected both on and off duty. So when safety is non-negotiable, and hopefully it is, trust MyTech to deliver the protection that you need. You're going to learn more about how to equip your team today by simply going to compliantechnologies.com/MyTech. Again, that's compliantechnologies/MyTech, because the best defense starts with the right protection. Compliantechnologies.com/MyTech. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We are joined by, yes, Travis Yates. He is Dr. Travis Yates, retired major from the Tulsa Police Department, also the author of Courageous Police Leader. And hey, Travis, we were talking about that shoot and, you know, in Texas, the guy needs to, well, he wouldn't have committed suicide. I would have said, you know, you need to go to school, dude, learn how to do it, you know, learn how to do it. But
well, isn't that ironic that the left seems to be all for illegal immigration, all for people that aren't Americans, and then here a couple of illegal immigrants, one gets killed by, you know, a sniper that they no doubt they played a role in with the rhetoric, as we already talked about. Because keep in mind, Chip, this isn't the first time that ICE facilities have been attacked, right? They've been vandalized, they've been attacked, they've been shot. So it's not new. And I don't hear anybody in the media or any of the left saying "woe is me" to this dead guy. They seem to not even be talking about it, oddly enough. Yeah. So, but I guarantee you, from the history, if they would have killed a police officer, you would have heard what you heard so many times before. Well, we're divisive, and maybe the police should. I mean, they'll blame the police, but it's so Gestapo. It's so sick and twisted what's happening, and I think there's still Americans don't understand this. That's why I've been talking about this, and I just saw it today. You know, I saw how we go back to the Charlie Kirk thing a few weeks ago. How he was divisive. He was divisive. Hillary Clinton gave this big speech just the other day about how white men, Christians, are dividing the country. No, they aren't. They're the only people dividing the country are the people that say agree with me or else. Nobody cares about any of that. So when they say this, they're actually talking about themselves. And that has worked for many years, but I think with the mainstream media dying a faster death every day, I don't think it works as well as it do, because I don't understand how people that just have an opinion, that's not divisive. What's divisive is if you say agree with me or else. That's actually what's divisive. So I don't understand any of that.
You know, I'm looking here at a post from MVS on Rumble, and he says, now look, I agree with part of this. NBC, ABC, CBS are all Democratic run, communist run networks. But then he adds they should all be banned from the United States. So although the first part I agree with, look, it's tough because, you know, the rhetoric and stuff. Look, you gotta believe in the First Amendment and with free speech. Now look, there are conditions to go along with that. When you're a police officer, you certainly can't say, you know, when you're wearing the agency hat and stuff, and even when you're not, you represent that agency, there are restrictions. However, when we start curtailing what people can say, or let's just say news, if we cut off news programs that are giving out false information, look, does it bother me? Absolutely. I have family members that say they listen to Fox News. When I say you need to listen to Fox or Newsmax, well, I listen to Fox. Well, they're talking about the local affiliate that's liberal as crap and gives out fake information, and they don't understand the difference between a local Fox affiliate and the national, you know, Fox News. So there's a lot of people that are naive, and I'm sorry, but they're ignorant. But they have the right to be ignorant and to be naive. But however, I believe in having conversations. I'm not the guy that you want to invite to a family get together and don't tell me not to talk about politics, because it's going to happen, because I've got to make an attempt to educate these people. And let's get into a friendly debate. And like Travis, I know we have not talked about, but Travis will agree with me. I never enter into a debate with it's my way or the highway. I always enter into a debate with the intent to, I'll change my mind. If you present enough compelling evidence, I'm always willing to change my opinion or mind on something if you're able to provide enough compelling evidence. But again, you've got to be able to counter what I say and not pivot, which is what they usually do. And then they usually go the insults from the pivoting when they try to change the subject to one they think they can win. And I don't let them do that. I hold them to the fire until we complete the first topic. They go the insult. So that said, the conversation needs to be had, and that's how people get educated and grow. Your thoughts on that, Travis?
Well, I think that's the way it just was 20, 30 years ago.
You think?
I mean, what you just said is just the way it was. And then all of a sudden, yeah, we all started playing a team sport. This is my team. This is your team. And what do little kids do if they start losing in a game? They start cheating, right? And they start calling names, yeah, and insults.
Good point.
But the problem is the leaders in our country, and I'll say political leaders, media leaders, you know, they have enabled this. They have not pulled this back. They have almost enabled, agreed, this. If you're on one side of the team, you like your team to win. And so, yeah, it's extremely destructive. I do not believe we should be censoring any of these networks, because I think capitalism works. People can
right,
spend their money or watch what they want to watch, and it sort of evens out. We're seeing that now. People don't like lies. And so we're seeing the mainstream media slide us dying a slow death. But why don't
we cut these people? Why don't we neuter these people, for lack of a better word? And this may be a good segue into the next topic, the assassination culture, you know, on lawofficer.com. But remember back in before we had the advent of the internet, when people would get up there and say something stupid or get disproved, they would get shut down and people would take away the microphone. They never, you know, people wouldn't listen to them anymore, and their name was out there and they were trash, right? But now that doesn't happen. We got people that give out, well, Gavin Newsom, I mean, if the guy's lips are moving, he's lying. But people still give him the microphone, and he still gets the airtime. I just don't understand.
Well, and that goes back to that team sport environment. It doesn't matter. And actually, it's the opposite, Chip. The people that will tell the truth are the actual people that are bashed. You know, I mean, it's sort of flipped. And so they're rewarded for lying. And that's a cultural issue in America. I don't know how we got here. I think it has to do with this team sport atmosphere. You know, if you're a New England Patriot fan, you know Tom Brady did not deflate that ball. But if you aren't a New England Patriot fan, or with someone with common sense, you know darn well he deflated the ball. So we've got this team, we got this team thing where it's my way or the highway, and we have lost this thing called, stay with me here, critical thinking, right? We don't think for ourselves, and you just buy into the, you get inside these funnels and you get inside these echo chambers, and it's really making us dumb. Combine that with AI, we're even getting dumber. And so it's really concerning. I don't think there's any coming back from it. I think it's gone too far. You know, we say, oh, the pendulum is going to swing back. No, the pendulum broke. If the pendulum breaks, what are you going to do? And I think there has to be some hard conversations about that, because when you look down the future telescope of this country, this is how countries destroy themselves from the inside. And I think that's what we're seeing. And we can say all day long, well, we're right. But if this division occurs and this team sport occurs, both teams are going to end up losing.
Well, what the appetite on the assassination culture, which we're going to cover when we come back. Give us a couple words in 10 seconds.
I'll give you to the end. We better accept it or else. There is an assassination culture, and it's here, and we better accept it.
All right, guys, second commercial break. Stick with us. It's going to get good. We'll be right back. All right, guys, introducing Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. And, yes, we're talking about long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision, they demand perfection because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline, because they basically have something for everybody. You know, back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with soulless bolt actions. And that's not all. The M4E1 Pro and the Mod 4 handguards, they went to AeroPrecisionUSA.com last year, the embodiments of duty rifle excellence, and they're now being tailored for the civilian customer. That means you can start getting your hands on this primo stuff and their M5 AR three-way platform. Nothing short of spectacular. Don't settle for less when you can have the best. Head over to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Again, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com. You know, while that first topic we talked about for a while, but look, I quickly want to talk about the assassination culture. I've been holding this article for Travis to cover on the show. And so if you could just whet our appetite, and I know that we have already talked about in the previous topic, we've already brought up some things that are part of this, but can you explain to people what you mean when you're talking about the assassination culture?
Well, I think we have many people in this country have made this false assumption that what happened to Charlie Kirk was isolated incident. What happened at the I facility was an isolated incident. What happened at the school and church and, you know, everywhere else is just isolated incidents, just a few crazy people. But what they don't understand is we sort of live in this culture of violence, right? I mean, I don't want to put my conspiracy hat on, but just one quick example. Grand Theft Auto is the biggest selling entertainment franchise in the history of the world, bigger than the music industry, bigger than everybody, right? This is obviously a violent video game. And so we have built this violence around our culture where it's almost just acceptable, to the point where we'll see a real life assassination and people are sharing it, right? It's not a big deal. And so there's been extensive research on this, and the research is not good. For instance, one out of Rutgers said that over half of people that identify as left of center, which is not extreme, left of center, over half believe that murder for political reasons is sort of okay. I just saw another study this morning that said 26% of Americans felt that, murder for political reasons is acceptable. And so these percentages are astronomical. We aren't talking about the 1% of crazy people or the 0.1%. There's a vast majority that's predominantly on one side of the political arm, and the research says that, that believes in violence and believes in violence for political means. And by the way, law enforcement's been dealing with this. The FBI assailant study said that 28% of all cop killers did so for political or ideology reasons. So we look afar and we look overseas and we think those are terrorists, this and that. We have domestic terrorists in our own country, and they hide behind the First Amendment, as we just talked about. And they hide behind what these politicians are saying. And so that's why when I say these politicians are using this rhetoric in the media, they know this rhetoric creates this. It's how many do we have to see? And so I think we have this false belief, Chip, that we're just going to somehow all come together and it goes away. And my point in the article was it's not going away. All the research, all the data indicates there's millions of people in this country that believe murder for political reasons is okay. And there's this percentage of those that will actually do it. We're seeing it now. We saw it yesterday, and we're probably going to wake up in the coming days to see another one, right? By the way, these are just the ones that we know about, so to speak. So what I'm telling people is stop thinking it's just going to correct itself and get ready for this. You know, defend yourself. Understand this is out there. I think we sort of put our head in the sand. We don't want to believe this is the country we're in. We look at other countries and go, oh, we're not Iran or we're not Iraq or we're not Afghanistan. No. We have domestic terrorists in our own country. They're American citizens. And all you have to do is look online. People celebrate death in this country if it's their political nemesis, so to speak. I mean, when Rush Limbaugh died of cancer, people celebrated. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, people celebrated. When cops get killed, people celebrated. And so this is not just a one-off. This isn't just rhetoric. this is manifesting itself into real violence. And I think people, good people of America, need to understand that. Sure, law enforcement has a role to play. Law enforcement needs to treat these domestic terrorists the way they always did in the past, the way we treated the KKK, the way we treated white supremacists, the way we treated motorcycle gangs. I mean, they need to have intelligence. They need to have informants. They need to have undercover operations. They need to understand this threat. And because this is not political. Once it increases violence, it's no longer political. It's violence. And so it's not a popular message, but I am telling you, Chip, what we have seen in recent weeks is only going to increase until we get a handle on this. And obviously, one of the ways we have to get a handle on it is not only knowing who they are, but we have to tone down the rhetoric. Well, how do we do that? Well, with the First Amendment, which I believe in, there's really only one way to tone down the rhetoric. We need society culturally to come down so hard on people that use it that it's not expedible. For instance, I'll give you a quick example. Everybody listening to this knows that if you say a certain word that starts with N, you're done, man. You'd be insane to use that word. Right. I've never used that word in my life, nor would I ever use that word. Why would I use that word? Well, I could use that word under the First Amendment, but why would I? So there's other words that need to be in that same vein. For instance, the other N word, Nazi. You use that word against somebody in America, you should, but here's the problem with that, Chip. That's not going to happen. It's already been proven that people can use that. As you said, they'll be platformed, they'll be praised. And so because of that, we're not going to be able to impose cultural norms on people. We're going to have to work on the defamation laws. And the defamation laws, people aren't aware of this, the case law on defamation was born out of the 1960s. Okay, it hasn't changed since. And social media, our founding fathers couldn't envision social media. In the 60s, we couldn't envision using the terminology we're using now publicly and saying it's for the First Amendment. And so if you're not familiar with defamation laws, and I am familiar because I have sued major media publications for defamation, they can lie, straight up lie about you. They can straight up call you the most horrific names ever. And as long as they say it's our opinion, they can do it all day long. Okay. In fact, one of the cases I'm talking about is they'll put a little tag on the article. People read online articles and they tag the articles and they can say whatever they want. And if on the tag it's hashtag opinion or it's under the opinion category, even if it's not listed as an op-ed, even if it doesn't read like an op-ed because they write it as fact, they just put opinion to protect themselves. That's ridiculous. That's got to change. You should not be able to lie about people flat out and get away with it. Right now, the defamation law says you can. And that's why in most states, people don't even bother to file them because it's so hard to get it past the judicial system. So that can change through the Supreme Court decision. Thomas has already indicated it's time it needs to change. And I think what's going on in America today, if we do not hold these individuals and media people accountable, and you can hold them accountable civilly through defamation laws, if we don't do that, our country is in bad shape. In fact, I would say this, if the defamation law does not change the next 5 years, it's over. I mean, because this rhetoric, while they're saying tamp it down, Chip, it's increasing and it's increasing and the violence is increasing. And
on that note, we got to move on. But no, that's good. So we'll watch for that. And at least you've given the playbook on what needs to happen. So I appreciate it. Hey, we got only 3.5 minutes before our last commercial break. So let's get to this one. Yahoo.com and Reuters, also RVMnews.com. We got two stories in one. U.S. prosecutors to seek indictment of former FBI director Comey in Virginia. And then the next titled article, listen to this, James Comey's daughter sues the Justice Department to get her job back. So let's start off with Comey. Prosecutors are expected to ask a grand jury to indict former FBI director James Comey in the Eastern District of Virginia in the coming days, according to two sources that were briefed on the matter told Reuters on Wednesday. The exact charges, they're unclear about that. The grand jury would return an indictment against one of the President Trump's longtime political antagonists if they did it. Now, remember, this is from a left-wing news outlet, so it's heavily slanted. They say that Comey served as FBI director from 2013 until Trump fired him in 2017, and Trump has since regularly assailed Comey's his handling of the FBI probe into the contact between the Trump 2016 campaign and the Russian government. But they never even refer to Trump as President Trump. They just call him Trump or Donald Trump, they don't even give him the respect of using this title as president. These sorry losers that write these articles. And again, we're talking about Reuters on this one. So any charges against James Comey, according to an article, would mark the starkest example of the Trump administration using its law enforcement authority against a prominent critic after the president promised retribution in his election campaign. Well, number one, it's exactly what they've been doing to us and the Trump. And number two, what does that tell you? If he advertised he was going to do that in his election campaign, and if he got the majority of the company of the country to vote for him, which is easily the popular vote, and easily got that, the country elected him because that's what they wanted to see. They want this crap to end. One of the sources said that some prosecutors within the Eastern District of Virginia have presented new U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan, and she's brand new, with a memo explaining why charges should not be filed. So they've already got people weighing in, trying to talk them out of it. Of course, Trump put her in place to help out Pam Bondi. Trump, in a social media post on Saturday, argued or urged Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring charges against Comey and other political rivals, Senator Adam Schiff, Letitia James, the Attorney General. And, you know, it's not because of these are trumped up. There are actually criminal charges that would apply. And let me just skip down because we're running thin on time. James Comey's daughter sues the Justice Department to get her job back. We all know that the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office is where she used to work. She handled high profile cases like Jeffrey Epstein and Sean Diddy Combs, and they booted her. And now she's suing to get her job back. You know, what's going to happen with that? I don't know. But, you know, of course, her dad was dismissed by President Trump in 2017 as well. That's the one last name that I would not want to be born with, Comey. It's like a cancer. Travis Yates, you got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me 15 more after the break. But I'll first say this. This is the rules the Democrats set. Before they set these rules, and I'll tell you these rules when you come back, Attorney General Eric Holder and Obama failed to show up for Congress, contempt of Congress, and they did not file charges. That's the way it used to be before President Biden.
Commercial break. We'll be right back, guys. All right, guys, it's time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And you know, it's law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at GunLearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Affianco. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since way back in 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. Now, the founder, Dan O'Kelly, has got a deal for you. If you have your own agency, if you're a chief or sheriff or command staff, you can host a seminar for absolutely no cost. It's an amazing opportunity. You can go to GunLearn.com to get more information. Again, that is GunLearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the Law Enforcement Talk Show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by Dr. Travis Yates, retired Tulsa police major. And, we have people that type in. Thank you, Mary Hardy, for giving us something to laugh about on the show. You know, I estimate that 50% of our audience, through all the outlets that we're on, all the platforms, radio, TV, podcast, social media, 50% are active or retired Leos, law enforcement officers, and the other 50% are civilians who absolutely love us, except for 1% that hate us. They absolutely hate us, but it's like we're like crack cocaine. They can't get enough. Even though they hate us, they can't get enough. So I don't know if Mary Hardy falls in that category or not, but she's debating with one of the listeners on the show that likes President Trump, but there's a misspelling in what she said. So what she said didn't make sense, but then she's talking about the whole world laughing at our president. Just a reminder that the majority of the country voted him in because they wanted him to be president. And guess what? I don't know if you've seen the polls lately, but they're extremely happy with our president. So you would be in the minority, Mary Hardy, not in the majority. In other words, most of the country would flat out disagree with you.
Yeah. And I think it's important that, yes, we all have opinions, but whenever you can give data and facts about the opinion, because that's sort of the kryptonite to people that have nothing else, right? Like you'll hear all day, every day, the economy is destroyed, egg prices. Well, GDP is higher today than it was the last 2 years. That article came out today, 3.8%. And that will obviously, the networks that are on the certain team won't talk about it. The other networks will talk about it. So if you don't critically think and you don't try to look around and try to educate yourself, I don't have a lot of sympathy for you. We have an emotional laden country where it's all on emotion, and you're not going to get accomplishments if it's just emotional. I like the facts.
No, and I, you know, and this is just, we're having fun with this, and of course with Mary Harding, but this is just, it's just friendly debate. But I guarantee you that in this debate, if she was on the show, there was no, she can't even, there's no way she's going to be able to back up what she says, and it's not going to be a plausible argument. So, but this is all about education, and so and that's what we're trying to do. Hey, it's time to move on to a story with a video component, and we've got one involving scissors, I believe. Are you ready for that one, Travis? I don't want to move too fast for you. You're good. You look like you mind. You know, I could. My wife watched that Edward Scissorhands thing. I know it was Johnny Depp, and I have grown after the trial. I've grown to love Johnny Depp. Very talented, creative guy, but I couldn't watch Edward Scissorhands. I just couldn't. I had to walk away. It's one of our favorite movies. I can't do it. But anyhow, this story, rumble.com, our favorite law enforcement video channel called This Is Butter. Orlando police released video of a fatal shooting involving, Orlando's version of Edward Scissorhands, a scissor wielding man.
Come aggressive. We got him in a scuffle.
Hey, drop the knife! Five, 1-5. We got one at gunpoint. Hey, drop the knife!
Drop it! Drop it!
.43 shots fired.
And look, for people that are watching the show or listening to us audibly, your favorite podcast or radio station, we will describe in great detail what's going down so that you don't miss out on anything. But if you want to see the video that we're talking about, all you have to do is go to our Rumble channel the next day. You know, our live show is Monday through Friday during the lunch hour, 12 to 1 o'clock Eastern time. But we produce a special version of it the very next day, Tuesday through Saturday. A version of the live show goes out at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. But in that version, producer Will embeds every video that we talk about as we talk about it and puts pictures of the good guys and bad guys that pop up too. So it's a great way to watch the show. So we're in Orlando, Florida, about 45 minutes from where I'm at. And on Tuesday, there's surveillance and body cam release showing the moments leading up to the fatal shooting of a guy named Benjamin Hale, bad guy, 46 years old. He charges at officers with scissors in his hand. And this happened on August the 22nd at 3:40 in the morning. So it's early in the morning. The incident occurred after police responded to a disturbance between two roommates, but this dude had nothing to do with it. I think that they think he was sleeping in the park. The video shows officers repeatedly commanding this guy. You know, the officer's got a body cam. He's dealing with one guy involving a disturbance thing. And this dude runs by on the sidewalk, and the officer's like behind a car talking to this dude. The dude runs by with scissors in hand. It looks like another cop's chasing him. And the guy runs by the officer. In fact, it looked like he almost like took a step towards the officer on the body cam, and then he changed his mind, and now he's just running in circles around the cops, and it's late at night, you know, or early in the morning, and he's got a pair of scissors, and so there ends up being a shooting, and he ends up dying at the scene. Orlando police state that the officers had no prior contact with him, and it appeared that he'd been sleeping in the Luminary Green Park, which is near downtown Orlando, and even in my notes, he's not running at the officers when they take him down, but he's walking, and Travis can tell, and I'll let you talk about the reaction versus action, if the cop would have waited perhaps any longer, the guy would have been able to stab him before the cop would have been able to shoot. So Travis Yates, what do you think about the shoot?
Yeah, I mean, the most famous rule that most in law enforcement understand is a 21-foot rule, which is someone with a knife 21 foot away can get and stab you long before you can get a shot off. And that is action reaction. That's actually been pushed back to about 34, 35 feet. That's in the best of scenario. So that's about 1.5 seconds. I mean, a running start, that's not covering a lot of ground. And so what I like about these officers did was this guy was well within that 20, I mean, when you take the wide angle, he was a lot closer than what you actually saw on camera. As people didn't understand, when they watch these body cameras, they're not getting the perception of an officer. They're getting this lens sort of, vexes out, and it makes things appear sometimes farther away than they actually are. So he was actually around that 20, 25 foot distance. And so they didn't hesitate. They just took care of business because they know that they can't hesitate. But we often see these officers that don't do that, right? They wait and they wait and they wait, and we're seeing more and more of these knife incidents. So I'm very glad what I saw. I hate that a young man gets shot or loses his life, but there's an easy way not to get shot or lose your life if you deal with law enforcement. Don't try to stab them. Don't try to shoot them. I mean, it's kind of a simple concept. Now, the other side of this, people will be screaming, you didn't have to shoot him. You should have tased him. Well, everyone says that doesn't have a man running at them with a knife. It's easy to say that when you're not there. So no, that was the exact appropriate thing to do. They didn't waste any time. They didn't put their lives in any more jeopardy than it already was. I hope we start seeing more of that.
Wow. Now,
when I say more of that, I need to clarify, because we have scumbags that like to take people's words out of context. No, I don't want to see more people die, but I want to see officers making quicker decisions so they don't die. That's what I want to see more of.
I get it. And you're right. You know, we have another article, MSN.com and DHS.gov. DHS says that they will not comply with California's new law banning officers from wearing face masks, which is one of the reasons why Gavin Newsom, you know, wanted this thing to go through anyhow. So in L.A., just days after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed this bill banning most law enforcement officers, including federal immigration agents, from wearing masks while on duty, the Department of Homeland Security responded by saying that they do not plan to comply with the law. Republican lawmakers and law enforcement agencies have said in the past that banning masks would only make their jobs more dangerous for officers. Hiding their identities is for their families' safety protection, which is, it's hard denying that today. And then, of course, the other side is saying that the Democrats are saying that, including several state attorneys, generals have pushed back, saying that the face mask generates public fear. Surprising to me, Travis. Explain that to me.
Well, it's the absolute right call. I mean, during COVID, if you weren't wearing a mask driving your car by yourself, Gavin Newsom wanted them to get a ticket, right? He wanted enforcement on that. So these people are, I don't know what happens in the brain. I know we're playing a political sport here, but there's no critical thinking here. Nobody in their right, about, you know, Newsom says, oh, they're just kidnapping people. Well, there's no evidence of that. Of course, he has no evidence of that. He just says this stuff. He's doing what he thinks he needs to do to be popular. But I think most people understand that, A, I'm an American citizen. I'm not worried about this. And B, if we're going to try to destroy their families, which they will, cops, the political and the celebrities are no longer being doxxed. It's everybody in the law enforcement professions being doxxed. I was doxxed. I know what that feels like. I have security cameras around my house now because of that. I had to spend hundreds of dollars for it. These people are evil. They've proven they will do harm. They will do violence. We see that every week now. And so I fully support what DHS said. I wish more local police chiefs would take the same stance, because they're adamant in their policy that you must give your name and you have to do your name tag, this and that. Well, that may be fine and dandy if you're at a Chick-fil-A, but if you're dealing with the criminal element that loves to destroy this profession, maybe it's not so nice to do.
Wow. You are in rare form, and you are spot on. You're spot on. So, I don't see a winner for the Gold's gift card. So I think that we're going to hold that for tomorrow's show. And, I was actually hoping Mary Hardy, even though we don't agree with what she's saying. I was hoping that she'd enter the contest.
You see the difference here, Chip? We want Mary Hardy to be involved in our conversation. We welcome her.
Yeah.
Go over to Blue Sky and try that, Mary, as a Republican. See what happens to you. Like, yeah, they will boot you off that platform in 0 seconds flat. But no, we welcome anyone that wants to have their opinion and to speak with us about this. We welcome that. That's what we do.
Yeah. I got to say, Charlie Kirk, you know, was famous about that. I got a lot of respect for the guy. Just wanted to have a conversation with people, and they would sometimes steal that microphone and just want to get something out, not want to have a conversation, want to make a statement, you know, and usually an insulting one, you know, but no, we like conversations. Look, Travis will admit that, you know, we believe that what we say, that we'll win the argument, you know, but we have an open mind. And if you present facts to us compelling that we're not aware of, we'll have to give it to you, you know, so we tell it like it is. So I know that we're winding it down. I do want to mention the Wounded Blue, the woundedblue.org, Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c3 that helping cops out in the world of hurt. And of course, they just had the successful summit that Travis told us about. So congratulations to them. Travis H at travishh.org. Thank you so much for being on the show, doctor. And also, if you guys want to check him out or book him, keynote speaker, travishh.org, or look him up on LinkedIn. And also our sponsors, Gulls.com, ComplianTechnologies.com, AeroPrecisionUSA.com, Gunlearn.com, and Medicare.life, Safe Recruiting, Two Bells, and FisherOrlandoBass.com. Thanks for the support, guys. We'll look for you back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.